You are listening to the Ages and Stages audio training for parents and church leaders. Ages and Stages is a framework based on the levels of biblical learning, which is a tool for discipling every age and every stage of childhood and youth. Today, we're going to be talking about the younger kids age group. And I'm here with Pastor Ken Hindman and Landry Holmes, co-authors of Every Age and Every Stage. And we're just going to talk to them about this age group. So, Ken, tell us about what is considered to be in the younger kids or younger children age group.
Well, Janet, that's kids really that fall into that category of ages 6 to 7. It could be a kid in kindergarten, but really it's focusing on those kids that are first and second grade in elementary school.
Okay. And so it's the first age group that comes right after preschool, and what a difference the 6 and 7 year olds are from the 4 and 5 year olds. And I think it's, as parents and as church leaders, important to realize that they are starting to learn even more things at a greater depth spiritually. Landry, tell us about some things that 6 and 7 year olds can understand spiritually.
I think it's important to continue to help them understand that Jesus wants to be their friend. Jesus is a helper. Jesus helps us when we're afraid. Jesus helps us when we're in school. Jesus helps us when we don't know the right answer. Jesus helps us obey our teacher. Jesus helps us pick up our toys. Jesus helps us obey our parents. Just reinforcing that Jesus is a friend and a helper. And then just continue that teaching from the Bible. I believe that at this age, you can still use a storybook Bible, but I think they also need to have their own Bible around this age, a full text Bible. Now, it could be a kid's Bible that has some simple study helps in it, have some pictures in it, because they're either just beginning to read. Some 6 year olds really are not reading much at all at this point. Others are learning to read. So you want to give them a full text Bible so that you can highlight those verses. They can go beyond sight words to learning more words that are in the Bible and seeing that they're there. They're moving more toward understanding that when they do something wrong, that some of them are beginning to understand that is sin. Now, there are a lot of 6 and 7 year olds that don't know what sin is, but they can begin to understand that sin is. And I know sin is so much more than doing the wrong things, but as they make wrong choices, rather than saying, you're a sinner, they can just begin to understand, God calls it sin when we don't do what he wants us to do. And then they're going to suffer consequences, of course, when they disobey us as parents. But we have to be careful that when they begin to understand the consequences of sin, we're not talking about you're going to die and go to hell. That's not really what we're pushing at this age group. But we're having them use Bible stories to say, when people disobey God in this story in Exodus, where Moses was on the mountain and the people decided to make a golden calf, and they worship that golden calf instead of worshiping the true God, that was sin. And here was the punishment for that. Here's a consequence of that. So again, you're using the Bible and Bible truths to help them understand that. And then they're also beginning to understand just the basics of the gospel. Some children at this age, the Holy Spirit may be convicting them. I was in this age group when I trusted Jesus as my Savior, but I know other children are not ready for that. So we also need to take into account some children are ready, some children aren't, but they're beginning to at least understand that Jesus lived and died and rose again for me. Very basic, understand the gospel. And a lot of times, too, they may know the right answer, the church answer. And I say church answer, you can't see on the podcast that I'm using air quotes. But, you know, sometimes they'll give you the church answer because they think that's what you want to hear or think that's what you want to hear as a parent even. But they may not really understand, or they may be able to tell you every detail about a Bible story, but not really understand the application yet. That's okay. That's a start. Mm-hmm. And it shows that they're interested in finding out more about God and Jesus mm-hmm. and God's plan of redemption for us. Now, we're not going to use the word redemption, of course, because that's a concept they won't understand. But they will understand that, you know, that Jesus came to help us, to forgive us. They can begin to use the Bible themselves to ask questions about God. And here's the thing. Their questions are going to be very honest, and we may feel like those questions are irreverent. They're not. They're not most of the time irreverent. Now, sometimes 6 and 7-year-olds are silly.
Yes.
And so sometimes they'll say silly stuff about the Bible or about the Bible story. It's better not to get stressed about that. And I wouldn't, you know, I wouldn't, this is metaphorically hit them over the head with the Bible. I would just redirect them, because that's, God made them to be silly. They're going to be silly. Let's just help redirect them gently and not make them feel bad necessarily. And then also as they're going about life, as they're doing something, if you're working in the yard, if you're going to a ball game, or maybe they just got through playing a soccer game and it was hard for them. Maybe they didn't get to play. Or maybe they were the ones bullying somebody else. Use the Bible to begin to make life application. You know, that reminds me of a Bible story where Jesus taught us how to love other people. Maybe tell the brief story about the Good Samaritan, or say, you remember that Bible story where Jesus told this story, this parable about the man who was injured, and Jesus was teaching us to love other people. Mm-hmm. When we're mean to people, we're not doing what the Bible wants us to do, what God wants us to do. And as a result, they're going to start making conclusions about God, and you want those conclusions to be accurate and positive. So that's why... you know, we want to be honest with children. We don't have to answer every detail of their questions about God and Jesus in the Bible, but answer using words they understand, concepts they understand, that you can build on later. But be honest, be truthful, because you want them to trust you to say true things about the Bible.
All right. Thank you. Ken, what would you add to that?
I was just, you know, Landry talked about the fact that at this age, one of the characteristics is they enjoy learning from the Bible. And I've noticed that in so many of the classes that I've worked with 6 and 7-year-olds. Again, because they all have unique levels of reading skills, I've noticed that at this point, I like to take the Bible, open it up to the passage that I'm teaching, and instruct them to follow along with their finger. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember when my teacher had to break me from doing that, probably at like 9th grade or something. I don't know. But that's the way these children are learning. Help them to follow along with the finger. Then she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in strips of cloth and laid him in the manger. As they follow along, they're realizing that this is truth. This is not something made up like so many other fictional characters that we deal with in our regular lives. We want them to know that this is true. And boy, they are like little sponges ready to absorb that at this age.
It feels like this is the age group where that concrete learning in preschool especially is starting to just ever so slightly go into a little bit more of an abstract type learning. And we'll talk about that as we get into the next age groups, but there's just little glimmers of that change. And I think that that is something that we can recognize and use to our advantage as we're teaching biblical truth. Well, if you would like a complete manual for teaching biblical truth at home and church, grab a copy of the Every Age, Every Stage book at Lifeway.com or wherever books are sold. To find out more about the Ages and Stages discipleship framework, including posters and booklets, visit Lifeway.com/agesandstages.